Homeschooling parents, how do you feel about your child's graduation? Today on Homeschool Heartbeat, Mike Ferris highlights two of your most important accomplishments as you consider the completion of this stage of life.
The two words graduation and commencement show two important aspects of what happens when a student finishes high school. An end to one major stage and the beginning of something new. A few years ago, I used 1 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12 for a baccalaureate message to the Patrick Henry College graduates. It reads, "As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory." This passage applies just as much to parents and homeschool graduates as it does to professors and college students. Godly parents are the first and best teachers and guides. So what have they done? They've exhorted their children. This is the idea of drawing someone close to you so that you can give them the wisdom and instruction that can only be given and accepted in a relationship of love and trust. We exhort our children to follow God's truth wherever it leads them. Godly parents have also comforted their children. The reason that moms are such good teachers in the homeschooling process is that they always love their students. Comfort can only be given out of a heart of love. Next time, we'll talk about the third task of a parent, charging their child for the future as they commence the next stage of life. I'm Mike Ferris.
How can today's graduates face the future with vision and passion? Mike Ferris examines 17 historic commencement speeches from America's early years to apply the wisdom of the founders to the needs of today. Be challenged and inspired by the messages of American commencement. To order, visit homeschoolheartbeat.com.